This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some see a chain reaction starting in Tokyo, bouncing through Washington, then ricocheting back to Japan. The Bank of Japan this week suggested that more stimulus is not okay, and America's central banker Ben Bernanke told Congress yesterday that sooner rather than later, the Federal Reserve could taper off its stimulus. Add in some downbeat numbers coming from factories in China, and here's what we have. The Nikkei Index in Japan, which had been on a tear, rising 93% since last June, fell 7.3% today. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong fell 2.5% overnight. In Europe, the German DAX Index currently down 2.7%. The FTSE in London down 2% now. Index futures in the U.S. are trending sharply downward this morning after the Dow fell just 80 points yesterday. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Tokyo on this rocky day for markets. Morning, Rupert.
Good morning, David.
So Wednesday, the Bank of Japan, the central bank there, says it'll continue buying bonds to keep interest rates down. But what? It won't do even more to stimulate the economy?
At the moment, it won't do anything this month. It's going to hold off, and that we'll have to wait again until next month to see if it's going to increase the amount of bonds that it's buying.
If that's enough to drive share prices down in Japan the way we saw today, it must have also something to do with a Japanese stock market that's just been overdone, going through the roof in recent weeks.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing here is a stock market that is driven almost entirely by sentiment. So we've seen this huge stock market rise over the last few months, which has been driven by the fact that the government has been saying it's going to take all these bold economic measures, but nothing fundamental has changed underneath to the Japanese economy yet.
It's just so ironic. There's this notion that the Japanese central bank is a little bit worried about overstimulating at a time when you're not saying things are overstimulated yet in the real economy.
Well, if bond yields rise here, then people get very, very nervous about the scale of the government debt, because government debt here is bigger than any other country in the industrialized world. It's 230% of GDP. Currently, the Japanese government spends 25% of all government spending just on servicing its debt. So if interest rates or bond yields go up, they can get into a very, very bad situation very quickly. And that's one of the things that really makes people nervous.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thank you.
Thank you, David.